Welcome to Give Them the Boot. This is Linda Bull, and this is the early show, 8 till 9.30. It's always interesting getting up this early to come and do the show, but it actually reminds me of when I was first doing the radio here at CITR, filling in for Steve Edge on his Edge on Folk show on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. I had that shift for a little while. And it's actually quite nice when you get here in the studio, and there's the lovely Arthur and Andrea Berman, who are here just before me with their fantastic Pacific Pick and Show. So it's nice to have a little bit of communication with other DJs here. And as you know, we are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is the UBC radio station. It's made up of community members and students here from UBC. And there's a really big mix of programs. And if you, you know, just happen to be listening in for the first time, make sure you check out the website, www.citr.ca. You can actually see there's a massive amount of very eclectic programming happening here. And this show happens to be one of those eclectic ones. It's a bilingual Italian and English show, mostly Italian music from 8 till 9, and then half an hour of whatever takes my fancy, mostly lately, Scandinavian music, which I'll also be doing for the rest of this month. And reminding you that Filippo Gambetta was my theme song. His track called La Luma Ca Equilibrista from an album called De Perigoyea. And I'm going to play now for you some more music from the town of Genoa, which features many fantastic musicians, amongst them this man, Claudio De Angeli, who does perform with Filippo Gambetta in a group very often. He's been here in Vancouver at the Folk Music Festival for a number of years. I haven't seen him for a couple, but hopefully they'll be back again soon. I know that Filippo is busy in the studio recording again. And I'm going to play for you a few tracks from Claudio's solo album, which is a lovely album featuring him on guitar and vocals. It's called Lassù nell'Oregon. It's got very strong connections there to the Northwest. I'm going to play the track Le Occasioni sul Mare, which features Claudio on voice and guitar, Riccardo Barbera on bass, Federico Lagomarsino on percussion, and Fabio Biale on violin. And he says in the liner notes that very often the sea becomes a magic place of meeting between abstract reality of time and space. I'd agree with that, and especially here in Vancouver, where it's gone from being summer to seems like winter again in the matter of a day or so, and I'm sure it's nice and cold and grey out there right now. But never mind, we'll probably get the summer back tomorrow. Okay, so here we go. Claudio De Angeli, Le Occasioni sul Mare.
Succede tutte le volte. Tutte le volte che sono solo, tutte le volte che le parole non servono, e anche le volte che cammino in riva al mare. Succede quando le domande fondono con le risposte e diventano emozioni. Si alza il vento che scopre il cuore e spazza via la polvere degli anni.
Ecco la chitarra di Franco Morone, grande musicista italiano della chitarra, e quello viene da un bellissimo disco, The South Wind, Irish Tunes for Fingerstyle Guitar. Franco Morone è uno dei più grandi chitarristi dell'Italia. Il suo modo di suonare fingerstyle guitar ispirato dal blues, jazz, musica irlandese, folk italiano, di tutto. E quel brano lì si chiamava The Blarney Pilgrim, one of the jigs better suited for guitar arrangement, as he says. Before Franco Morone, we heard a very interesting percussive tarantella from the likes of Antonio Forcione Quartet. And Antonio Forcione is an Italian guitarist who's been living in London for many, many years. And he has a wonderful quartet made up of an African percussionist, a cellist, a bass player who also plays many woodwind instruments from Africa and elsewhere, and himself on guitar. He's also a great guitarist. And that was simply called Tarantella, written by him, but based on obviously folk Tarantella tune from southern Italy. And that was Antonio Forcione Quartet in concert, a live recording. Beautiful quality recording as well. If you're interested in checking him out, he has a website, antonioforcione.com. Starting off that set, I played you Claudio D'Angeli's latest album, Lassù nell'Oregon, and that was a beautiful track of his called Le Occasioni sul Mare, meaning roughly translated as the moments, I guess, by the sea, maybe. Not really, yeah, moments by the sea. And you are listening to Give 'Em the Boot here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Linda Bull. Happy to be with you here on a lovely Tuesday morning. Unfortunately, Vancouver is rainy again, but never mind. We will continue. And for the rest of the show today, I'm going to play a selection of mixed stuff, mixed bag. Starting off with this next track, which it comes from a group from northern Italy called Mau Mau. And I remember trying to find out some information about these guys, and a lot of very confusing to me at the time, and interesting stuff came up about Africa. And I was thinking, oh, Mau Mau, these guys, I know they're Italian. There must be something about them. And they are an interesting group with a mix of northern Italian traditional music and African rhythms and African music in there. They have a very interesting group of musicians playing on the album. Their latest one, called Dea, which is roughly, I guess, translated as God. They too tend to do stuff in their local dialect, singing in the dialect of Turin, and also in a little bit of English there, but also sometimes as African in there as well. I'm going to play a track called Il Treno del Sole, The Sun Train. And the story about it is that in the 60s, the Italian state railway, the Ferrovie Italiane, instituted a train called the Sun Train to carry immigrants looking for work from the south of Italy to the north, to Milan and Turin, those big factories. And entire generations moved in these rail cars, which smelled of sweat, wine, leftover food, and misery. As he says, there are many, no one, hundreds of us with suitcases, boxes, and bags packed with torment. So go some of the lyrics. Very thoughtful type of folk music here from Mau Mau, spelt M-A-U-M-A-U. If you want to check them out, they do have quite extensive website. And then I'm going to see what else I've got in the bag for you. But here we go. Mau Mau, Il Treno del Sole.
Siamo tanti, nessuno 100.000, tra valigie, scatoloni, borse di maledizioni. Siamo tanti, siamo troppi, siamo storie andate male, tutti uno addosso all'altro, su questo treno del sole, che unirà tutta l'Italia, stazione dopo stazione, da sotto a sopra, nella speranza di cambiare questa mala situazione. Su che binario ti incontrerò? Su che binario mi troverai? Su che binari corre la fortuna? Su che binari corrono i guai? Su che binario ti incontrerò? Su che binario mi troverai? Su che binari corre la fortuna? Su che binari corrono i guai? Mediterraneo delle mie brame, bagna buste di solventi e catrame, bagna le ville, villaggi esclusivi, e dimmi da dove arriveranno i nuovi arrivi, e senti come ci puzzano i piedi. Ai 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 ai, qui non ne bevi e tanto ne sudi. Ai 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 ai, siamo tanti, nessuno 100.000, i biglietti dell'andata sono senza ritorno, e le lingue, le labbra che vorrebbero parlare sono voci soffocate su questo treno del sole. Si canta bella ciao, Guantanamera sta sempre comandante, oh mare nero, rime per dimenticare la mara terra da lasciare. Su che binario ti incontrerò, su che binario mi troverai, su che binari corre la fortuna, su che binari corrono i guai, su che binario ti incontrerò, su che binario mi troverai, su che binari corre la fortuna, su che binari corrono i guai. Mediterraneo delle mie brame, bagna queste coste di solventi e catrame, bagna le ville, i villaggi esclusivi, e dimmi da dove arriveranno i nuovi arrivi, e senti come ci puzzano i piedi. Ai 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 ai, vino ne bevi e tanto ne sudi. Ai 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 ai, sogni sogni vita bella, speri di restare a galla. Su che binari corre la fortuna, su che binari.
So that was La Cruz, a group from Milan, and from a few years back, an album Dietro la Curva del Cuore, and a very atmospheric track, Sarà Domani. Prima di sentire dal gruppo La Cruz, vi ho fatto sentire invece un po' di Fiamma Fumana, un gruppo molto conosciuto qui a Vancouver, che sono venuti al Vancouver Folk Music Festival, al Mission Folk Festival. Questo è un disco di qualche anno fa che si chiama Home, è il brano Maridem con la voce di Silvia Orlandi, che allora si chiamava Fiamma. Tutti la conoscevano come Fiamma, però infatti il suo vero nome è Silvia Orlandi. Lei ormai non è più nel gruppo e hanno una nuova bravissima cantante, e infatti ho sentito che a settembre probabilmente torneranno qui a Vancouver, perché sono in zona a fare dei concerti in Washington, e quindi verranno, speriamo, forse all'Italian Cultural Center a suonare. E quindi i Fiamma Fumana, grandi. Prima abbiamo sentito Il Treno del Sole dal gruppo I Mau Mau, quindi tre gruppi abbastanza nuovi, diciamo, di musica un po' meno folk e un po' più pop, però comunque musica che secondo me è valida anche dal punto di vista diciamo, della cultura, e spesso questi gruppi usano il loro dialetto invece di usare sempre l'italiano, che è molto interessante anche, secondo me, è molto importante perché è un modo per ritenere la lingua e i dialetti soprattutto, e l'Italia è un paese pieno di dialetti, che è una cosa che io amo molto. Infatti è molto carino andare nei posti diversi, sentire gli accenti diversi e magari imparare qualche parola, qualche frase particolare ad un certo posto. E allora, un altro gruppo che sta facendo delle cose molto, diciamo, multietniche, molto world music, è un gruppo che si chiama Piccola Banda Icona. Diciamo, uno dei fondatori di questo gruppo è il grande musicista Stefano Saletti, che prima faceva parte di un gruppo Novalia, di cui poi vi farò sentire un pezzo. E questo progetto, che si chiama Marea Cusarea, è infatti il nome del disco, l'ultimo disco, è un progetto dirigiato da Stefano Saletti. E vi farò sentire un pezzo che si chiama Ann Palagan. E Ann Palagan è Ganesh, 17 anni, Tamil. Era partito dalla sua terra per una nuova terra, dove sperava di trovare una vita migliore, e ha fondato nel canale di Sicilia la notte di Natale del 96 insieme ai altri 282 compagni. So a little bit of a crazy story about the drowning of a 17-year-old named Ann Palagan. There were unfortunately in the Strait of Sicily on Christmas Eve in 1996, there was a tragedy, and 282 people were killed on that boat. But this is from Piccola Banda Icona, a new project by Stefano Saletti, featuring many artists from different genres, and also featuring wonderful musicianship. Stefano Saletti is well known for playing with the group Novalia, and he plays oud, as well as many different types of guitars and all sorts of other instruments. And there are some great singers on this album as well. I'm thinking of, in particular, Barbara Eramo, and also a woman named Ramia. So very cross-cultural here. There's violin, there's flute, sax, clarinet, accordion, all sorts of Middle Eastern instruments, and a bit of everything. So here we go, Piccola Banda Icona. Thank you.
nasce, divide e ferisce l'un nome de santo rimpianto che stai vicino a me, ritorna radice ed è sempre canzone dell'allegria. Parlami di te, insieme alla terra, la terra, la luce finente a sé. Fuggi via, pettura la tela, l'umare lontano da sta città. Tempo d'osta, e su passa così, giorni persi a cerca, giorni e tempo a sognare. Ma lo tempo d'osta, su basa così, giorni persi a cerca, giorni e tempo a
thank you. quan era guaiona i me ricorda qua i me ricorda quan era guaiona. Correva sempre allora ma casava quan la lingua fino a terra non ci toccava. Un tappo di bottiglia non ci bastava, ma già spassava tu, ma già spassava tutta la giornata. E in coppe gradi qualche scalinata ne, stavamo a ridere a aspettare nottata. A pala mia caia sono cresciuta, è stata via che mi ha riguardato. A mezza via stavamo tutta quanta, a sentire l'acqua che già scorreva in gol. A pala mia caia sono cresciuta, è stata via che mi ha riguardato. A mezza via stavamo tutta quanta, a sentire l'acqua che già scorreva in gol. C'è la curta pura pirna e coscia rossa ca, e coscia rossa ca facena male. I zumbelli frodate e la certa e pippa fatta tutta quanta insieme. E scarpinata priesse e processiona un tale rosa ca, un tale rosa ca lì balcone. E che la via catta andava a Sant'Anè, bevi era scasa chi la camminava. Va la via coi e so cresciuta, è stata via che mi ha riguardato. E mezza via steva ma tutta quanta, a sentire l'acqua che già scorreva in cuore. Va la via coi e so cresciuta, è stata via che mi ha riguardato. E mezza via steva ma tutta quanta, a sentire l'acqua che già scorreva in cuore. Cresciuta, è stata via che mi ha riguardato. A mezza via stavamo tutta quanta, da sentire l'acqua che già scorreva in cuore. A pala via poi io sono tornato, per ritrovare quello che c'ho passato. Perché ogni storia non va mai perduta, oggi ti aspetto dove tu l'hai lasciata.
All right, that was the fun sounds of Sancto Janne, which actually translates as St. James in dialect, in the southern dialect. This guy's have a couple of albums out. This is the latest one called Mo Siente, which means like listen up. And that track is called Pelavia. And I like it a lot. It's a really great album. It's on the Folk Club Ethno Suoni label, which is a fantastic Italian folk label. Folk Club Ethno Suoni, spelled S-U-O-N-I. These guys, Sancto Ianne. And the whole album is it's an interesting. They have a little little blurb in their CD cover about the population. He says this population is renowned but nearly ignored. It occupies a triumphal place in history but remains confused and disordered due to the upsetting of times and memories. It retains a great name, often intertwined with the glory of Rome, and was so shaken by outrageous fortune that it could barely find the ruins of its former bravery. These people inhabited a land where whose memories everyone tried to destroy, the Romans, the barbarians, then the kings, till also historians settled themselves to scatter and conceal the profile of this proud, noblest region. Every time it must need reawakening old glories to excite ambitious actions. You'll hear again the great name of the Sanniti, and you'll be uncertain about their native land. I'm talking about the southern part of... just outside Naples. Oh, it's not coming to me right now. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, great album, Pe la Via. And there's some other good album, good songs on there, including one that they won as Amnesty Songwriting Competition, Voices for Freedom, in 2005. That song was called Occhia, meaning eyes. That's great, Sancto Ianne. And before that, Novalia, the Stefano Soletti's earlier group, from an album called Canti e Briganti, and a track called Cairoan. And then Stefano Soletti's new project, A Piccola Banda Icona, their second album, Marea Cusarea, and a track called Ampalagan, about the sinking of a passenger boat in the Straits of Sicily about 10 years ago. And you are listening to Give 'Em the Boot here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for being with me. I'm waking up now. Sort of once, you know, I get here at 8 and sort of get into it. I think I could get used to this time slot. We'll see. Well, thanks for listening. You're probably all getting ready to go to work or already on your way there. Don't forget that if you ever want to call into the studio, I'm happy to take phone calls. 604-822-2487 is the studio line. You can always call me, preferably not while I'm talking, because I can't answer the phone when I'm on the air. But when you hear the music playing, feel free to call in, say hi, request something perhaps, or just say hi and tell me that you've, you know, what you're thinking, if you enjoyed the show. And you can also email me at givetheboot@gmail.com, and there's a MySpace page which has links to a lot of the music musicians whose music I play on the show, and it's myspace.com/givetheboot. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, you'll know that traditionally it was at 1 till 2 on Tuesdays, and it was just an hour of Italian music. And now I have the slot from 8 till 9:30, and I'm continuing to do like the first hour, 8 till 9, Italian, and then putting a sprinkling of other European, mostly European, but also other music from 9 to 9:30. So a little bit more, you know, amplified in context for the last half hour. So don't get worried if you, you know, hear something different. It's all good, as long as it's good music. I should also mention a couple of things that are happening around town in the Italian world. There is a fantastic local theatre company called Bella Luna Productions, and they are putting on, right here at UBC actually, an Italian avant-garde theatre of the 21st century, The Return of Futuristi, or Futuristi, if you'd like to say it with an Australian or English accent. So the theatre at UBC and Bella Luna Productions have joined together to bring back avant-garde theatre of the Italian Futurism movement. And it's about, I think it's the 100-year anniversary, basically, since Futurism took hold. And they say, warning, bold manifestations, absurdist comedy, avant-garde expression, and provocative realism. And what it's going to be is 23 sintesi, which are short, explosive playlets, so small, very short plays, from 1909 to 1939, written by painters, sculptors, and anything but writers. Bring the turn of the century absurdist revolution to the stage with passion, vigor, and a 100-year-old vision of the future. Travel back in time with Bella Luna on an unpredictable exploration of the modern era. Sounds interesting. There's a pretty much every aspect of art, theatre, visual art, architecture, film, music, dance, fashion. And they even say futurism gave birth to the V-neck sweater. Very interesting. And actually, a little bit closer to home, I just found out from my friend Carla Mundy that her roommate, who I know, Carmen Alatorre, is doing the fantastic costumes for this, and apparently they are spectacular. Carmen is a very talented costume designer, so I would completely recommend going even just to see see Carmen's costumes. But it's an interesting idea. I'm fascinated by the idea. I'm definitely going to go and see it myself. Starts May 31st, goes till June 7th at the Frederick Wood Theatre. So Monday to Saturday at 8 p.m. Tickets available by calling 604-822-2678. So that's the return of Futuristi, Italian avant-garde theatre in the 21st century. Also, the Italian Cultural Centre is having a few events, as they usually do, and this month, on the 25th, they're having the Friends of Ferrari first race of the season. They're basically mini races for children aged 3 to 5 years with these tiny little Ferrari cars, and that's happening on the 25th. On the 27th, which is next Tuesday night, a cooking class with Chef Eduardo Bilardello, and you can learn some great Italian recipes. And then you can sample things with a glass of wine later in the trattoria, which sounds really fun. And you can find out more about that. Of course, all these things require pre-registration, so you should contact the Italian Cultural Centre by calling them on 604-430-3337, or you can email info@italianculturalcentre.ca. A few other things. There's the 11th annual European Festival is happening at the end of the month on the 31st, celebration of different European cultures and countries at the Scandinavian Community Centre, which is 6540 Thomas Street, Burnaby. There is so much going on the 31st. The end of this month is nuts. As you may have heard if you were listening to Pacific Picking, there's a great double bill, The Wilders, a great old time and swing and you name it, good time band from Kansas City, playing at the Rogue Folk Club on Friday the 30th of May. And then the Stairwell Sisters are playing on the Saturday night, and they're both going to be dancers. And then the 31st, there's also happening this fantastic European festival. There's lots of other shows going on. I wanted to mention too, in fact, next week I won't be here in person because I will be coming back from Seattle's Northwest Folklife Festival. I'm playing down there with my band, and so you're going to be hearing some pre-recorded music next week. But still, it'll be Italian and other music, and you'll probably still enjoy it, even though I won't be here. But if you aren't doing anything this weekend, from Friday until Monday in the Seattle Center is a humongous folk music event that's completely free to attend, and you can go down anytime this weekend and catch some great bands. There's a bunch of bands from Vancouver going, and then a lot of music from mostly from the Northwest, but they also do have some showcase musicians from around the world as well. So if you want to check that out, go to the Northwest Folklife website and you can work that out. There's if you're interested in seeing some folk music of all different types, not just North American. And then I'm sure there's lots of other things going on, but I won't bore you with those right now. But what I'm going to do is going to play you another track. This one's just to calm us down a little bit. This is going to be a lullaby by a group called Terrae Compagnia di Musica Popolare. It's a long name. Ninna Nanna Ni, and in Italian, Ninna Nanna means it's the word that they use for a lullaby. So we're going to hear that. If we've got time, then we'll hear maybe some Sergio Camarieri, but maybe we'll just head on into the Scandinavian music after that. So you are listening to Give 'Em the Boot. You are here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And stay with us for another half an hour of wonderful music.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Well, the unmistakable sounds of Vesen, the great trio, sometimes quartet, from Sweden. And that was a track called Drakskeppet, the dragon ship, from their album Trio. And these days, Vesen have been very busy in the bluegrass world, appearing at Wintergrass this year with Daryl Langer and Mike Marshall. That was a real treat to see them play, and they've got an album out, the four of them together. And Vesen is made up of three great Swedish musicians: Olof Johansson on the nickel harpa, Mikkel Marin on viola, and he has this fantastic five-string viola made by a maker called Per Klinger. It's a really rich, beautiful tone, five-string viola. And Roger Talroth on guitar. And he also plays bouzouki and other things too. And the trio, they just, I don't know, they are amazing to watch, the three of them together. Just got such a, for three acoustic instruments like that, they can sound like a rock band. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, Vesen, spelled V-A-S-E-N, V-A with a sort of umlaut on it, .se is their website if you want to check them out. Hopefully they'll be coming to North America later this year. It'd be great to see them here. And what are we here before that? I think we played you a little bit of, Grupa. Grupa are a great, very famous Swedish group, and they have been through many changes over the years. In fact, the album I was featuring is called 15 Years, which is like a retrospective of their music. And the track was called Little Sparrow, which sort of reminds me of the bluegrass tune, but it's nothing like it, of course. It's in Swedish, is Sparve Lila. And it's a polska after Magnus Olsson, Arvika, Värmland. And apparently in the liner notes, this tune was first documented in 1898. And Magnus Olsson was one of the last in his family to stay in Sweden while all of his relatives moved to America. And this tune was written basically based on his music. And the group was made up at that time of Mats Eden on fiddles, viola d'amore, and accordions, Tina Johansson on percussion, Jonas Simonsson on flutes and bass saxophone. Pretty crazy. The Swedes are into these crazy instruments. In fact, the guy from Jalahorn plays a contrabass recorder. And Rickard Ostrom on keyboards, and that was recorded between 94 and 95, so it's a bit old, it's much older. Later on in Grupa's formation, there was a wonderful singer by the name of Lina Villamark who joined in. I'm going to be playing some of her more recent stuff that she's done with a group called Frifot. And started off that set to do some Scandinavian / American music. A wonderful Northwest, let's say, group called Freshet, made up of Ruthie Dornfeld on fiddle and John Miller on guitar, and both very well known in these parts of the world, and Petri Akala on mandolin and Tapani Varas on bass and overtone flute. And Petri and Tapani are from Finland, and the other two guys, of course, are American. I featured a track written by John Miller, who's a wonderful guitarist, probably better known for his fingerstyle guitar and the style of Mississippi John Hurt, amongst other things. But he wrote this track called A Slip of Blue, a slip jig, that plays fast and loose with the rhythmic feel. And that's from their one and only album, self-titled album called Freshet, which I believe is a self-produced one. Anyway, they do have a website. You can check them out, Freshet, or you could contact John Miller or Ruthie Dornfeld, and I'm sure you'll be able to get a hold of it. So about 10 minutes to go here on Given the Boot. I've got a few more tracks to play for you before I leave for the day. Just a reminder that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. And if you wanted to listen to a podcast of this show, or in fact any show on the station, pretty much most shows do this, you can go to www.citr.ca and click on the podcast link. Find the show that you like, and up will come a screen allowing you to download or listen to your favorite show. So you don't need to be listening in at the time, in case you're busy. So it's good to know, always good to remember. So here we go with Lena Villamark, whose wonderful fiddle playing and incredible voice is featured on this album called Slöring from a group called Frifot. And this is a traditional tune arranged by Frifot, who also features Ale Molla, probably one of the best multi-instrumentalists from Scandinavia, and Per Gudmundsson on fiddle. And it's called Mikkel Per Kus Erik.
Det hjem så i er blevet med år, så ulde var. Jeg var alt så skrætt om øgest hjem, så glemet best å gå. Så tryll gro du reis i Erikes sted, jeg er noe frie ganger. Thank you.
And that was Harv from an album called Must. That was a crazy couple of tracks. The Walker and the Fisherman, or in Swedish would be Vandringen Fiskaren, which are two actually Norwegian tunes, Ganger, that Daniel learned, one of the fiddle players, when he moved to take Hardanger fiddle lessons from a musician in that area. So that's all for Given the Boot for today, but stick around because Bryce is here with Third Time's the Charm, and he's going to stick with you for the next hour and a half, 2 hours. How long have you got there, Bryce? A long time, 2 hours. And I'm going to be back in 2 weeks' time. Just next week, I won't be here in person, but there'll still be music, so don't worry, but we'll see you in a couple of weeks, and hopefully this rain lets up and we have some more beautiful summer sunshine. So, ciao from me. We'll see you soon.
The May issue of The Scorner magazine is on the streets now. This month's issue features 20 questions with Hoxley Workman, interviews with Adeline and Krista Couture, a profile on the top bands playing this year's New Music West Showcase, and a song-by-song analysis by the Hawaiian Bibles. As always, Discorder features reviews of the hottest shows and albums, plus the Datebook calendar and the CITR program guide. Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Available anywhere in Vancouver that's remotely cool.
Who MIA is? She's like this, she's this rapper from the UK. She's like originally from Sri Lanka, and she moved to the UK, and like, she's putting out this music that's just like amazing. And I saw her concert at the Knitting Factory, and oh my God, man, I lie to you not, I was like a little girl at a John Mayer concert, just like, she stole my heart, man.
Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR present MIA. Sunday, May 25th, 2008, P&E Forum, Vancouver, BC. Doors 6:30, show 7:30. With her high-profile tours with LCD Sound System, Gwen Stefani, and countless festival appearances under her belt, MIA has cut across musical boundaries, uniting mainstream pop fans, indie rockers, and dance club regulars with her politically charged but always danceable new world pop and stunning performances. Don't miss MIA. With guests at the P&E Forum on Sunday, May 25th, 2008. Brought to you by Georgia Strait, Live Nation, and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Take your mind.